The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. And good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
It's like anytime he talks different from how he normally talks.
You can feel it.
It's like I can feel my Jeep I'm driving so rolling backwards into bit country. But this is Griffin McElroy.
Into the bit swamps.
Yeah. Hey, Trav, what's...
The back tires are just spinning, Griff. We got to get the hell out of here.
What's the matter, Travy?
I mean, it's not really a bit. Can I be?
That always means it's a bit. Oh, damn, Griffin, you gotta give a little more gas, partner. Come on.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a difficult time of year, and you know, there's a lot of emotions at play. And can I talk to you guys about something kind of real honest, something real?
Griffin, I warn you, he is using the faux sincere tone. This is always a recipe for disaster. We got to get out of here. Find those keys.
I forgot to put the damn snow tires on. But yeah.
Damn, we're trapped.
All right, Trav.
Just acknowledge what he said, Griffin.
All right, Trav, tell us on our comedy podcast what's really making you very sad right now.
Do you guys think, and I really appreciate you guys letting me be vulnerable like this. Do you guys think that in the end, the Bumble and Yukon Cornelius end up together?
Now that's something to talk about, isn't it? That's something worth talking about. I don't know why that would make our brother so sad.
Well, because I'm just worried that they don't end up together, and that they just don't find love in a hopeless place.
I'm in a hopeless place right now, pretty far from love and the light of the Lord. But I don't know that they end up together, Travis. Because I'll be honest, I don't think those two are attracted to each other sexually or romantically.
You don't get a whiff of that when he says Bumble's bounce. That's like a
on his.
Well, but I think that's more just like they can get it. Like Bumbles can get it. Bumbles can bounce. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
That slang you've invented.
I know. I like that. So I can if I was talking about Travis, I could just say Travis bounce, and you know what that means. It would be inappropriate.
Like I can get it.
Right.
Well, because I think it's obvious that Rudolph ends up with Clarice, and that Hermie ends up with his former boss, the dude with the weird pointy goatee.
Not sure I like that, but keep going.
Are you kidding me? Their chemistry is obvious. That's a no-brainer. Okay. And I feel like at the end, there's definitely a palpable attraction betwixt the Bumble and Yukon Cornelius. I'm just worried that societal norms might keep them apart.
I think physical norms are really the big complicating factor.
Yeah,
here, the size of the venture.
I don't want to yuck Cornelius's yums, but I also don't want the Bumble to crush his bones by trying to.
Oh, the Bumble's a bottom.
Okay, now this is something we can sink our teeth into.
Yeah, I think Yukon would top the hell out of him.
Okay, because he's got, like, the climbing gear. No, that makes a lot of sense, actually, now that you put it that way.
And also, he would definitely be, like, the daddy in the scenario. I feel like just Yukon Cornelius has a lot of, like, just a lot of power energy. He would be a power top. I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah, I think we all thought that when we first saw this ancient animated movie, that we saw this prospector, this silly... gold-obsessed sort of folk legend figure, and saw him and said, I bet he could bounce a butt.
Yeah.
I bet he bounced a butt. Left, right, and ever so rightly. You know what I mean?
Now, here's the question, though, because I don't want this to skew just into the physical.
Yes.
Because, I mean, they definitely fuck. That's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about if they end up together. Do they form a long-lasting romantic relationship?
I don't think so, man. Tiger can't change his stripes. Like, he can love Bumble, right?
Yeah. And he does.
And he does, but he, you know what's going to be. I know Bumble is his third priority. And I know what the first two are. And I'll give you a hint. It's silver and gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be the real problem to the relationship. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to get out there during silver and gold season.
Yeah.
The time away, you know, the Bumble can't just sit in the cave and wait for Cornelius to come back. If Cornelius comes back and doesn't fall into some sort of ice chasm.
Because there's precedent for that. Can you imagine the Bumble being up all night on its little widow's perch waiting for their sea captain to return from the from the glaciers? No way, man.
Now, could the Bumble go with Yukon Cornelius on these adventures?
Oh, they tried it, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they tried it. Yeah. But honestly,
but then,
it's not the Bumble's passion. He doesn't love it the way that Yukon Cornelius does.
I will say, I'm willing to accept that they don't stay together if they really gave it a shot. I mean, if they really tried to make it work and like they communicated with one another and so, they put the time in and they just found that their priorities were different and they grew apart as people, I'm totally fine with
that. Now, let me float this as long as we're having fun here in this safe place where we're just kind of getting out there and just sort of shooting out some silly string. That was an unfortunate way of saying that, but what if Cornelius ends up with Frosty, the snowman, and then it turns into less of a sort of sexual randy romp, like the one that Travis is floating, a sort of American Pie 4, Santa's Wonderland, and instead becomes more of a coming of age, like me, Earl, and the dying girl, but the dying girl is a snowman who like comes spring, but they're very much in love, and so you get a Walk to Remember vibes, and people love that.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, here's the twist, though, Griffin. I think maybe they entered into the relationship and Yukon Cornelius was like, you know, we only have, you know, these winter months.
Yeah.
But then, you know, time passes and it's not getting any warmer. And Frosty's like, well, this is the North Pole. Oh, it's going to be fine. And suddenly Yukon Cornelius is like, oh,
shit. I got a dip. Yeah.
I don't know that I like now that the timeline has shifted, I don't know. I think maybe we were in this for like different things.
Yeah.
And I got to bounce.
I'm going to hit you guys with something that is, the first thing you're going to do is laugh, but then you're going to be like, huh? But do feel free to laugh and bust up.
Okay.
Okay. But don't skip to the huh. If Yukon Cornelius.
Yeah.
And the Bumble found a way to conceive a child,
mm-hmm.
it would be Wolverine.
Walk me through that.
Think about it.
No.
Canadian.
Uh-huh, obviously.
Outdoors person.
Yeah.
Beard. Hairiness.
Yeah.
Claws and fangs.
Metal bones?
You know what I mean?
Metal.
Rough.
Metal bones?
Well, he's got the ice pick, doesn't he?
Yeah, it says silver and gold right there.
Okay.
Yep. Metal and the baby's bones.
Uh-huh.
Put metal in my baby's bones. Paid for the whole surgery. Put metal in the bones of my baby so he can be a hero for me.
So, wow. Oh, my God. I just looked at we've been doing this for 8 minutes? Are you kidding me?
Doesn't seem right.
It feels like two and a half, but eight, I guess. All right. It
flew by.
Cool.
Right?
It's going to be.
Griffin, did you say it flew by?
It flew right by.
I think I could talk. We haven't even gotten to the fact that Hermie rips all the teeth out of the Bumble's mouth. And the Bumble's kind of cool with it, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's into.
Kind of craves it.
He's into dental stuff. All right. It's getting bleak. So what's next?
Oh, this is an advice show, obviously. And so I thought we could do on this one a little advice for our listeners.
Kick
Are you sure? Because I got some fan theories about Christmas Carol, too, if we want to get into those.
Kick-ass idea.
Of our audience. There has to be a portion of our audience, just the way the world works, that has not seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. In the past 8 minutes must have been absolutely delirious.
Yeah.
Must have been quite a trip.
I'm betting that those people probably enjoyed it more than the other ones, though.
How is that possible, though? They're going to get sent to the hospital from Oling. The last time I was at an airport, there was a caricature artist doing free portraits. I've always wanted one, so I figured, why not? I got time to kill. That's actually a really good time.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the moment, right? If they're on like a boardwalk at the beach, no thanks. I'm having a great time with my family. But here alone in the Charlotte airport as I wait for a flight, like, yeah, I'd love that, actually. I'd love to take a moment to be considered.
Yeah, I do want to say real quick, and I do want to hear the rest of the question, but if I saw a caricature artist, I would be like, I don't know that I want to pay for that. And then they'd be like, it's free. And I'd be like, well, no, I definitely don't want it. There's something about free that seems weird to me. Like, yeah. If it's good, then you should charge for it.
What is he charging for? How is your business model? You think it's the frame? At the end, he's like, if you want to have it, then that you have to pay for it.
The only other explanation is that the airport has paid the caricature artist to be there as an amenity.
Or the caricature artist draws you with like a grody butt and like your wiener is out and you're like, what did you do that for? And they're like, if you want me to erase it, I got the eraser right here, but that's $50 for this no PP DLC.
He draws you with photorealism in a compromising position with the mayor's wife.
Yeah.
And see, you don't give me $1,000 or this is going to find its way into the Inside Edition Studios.
Inside Edition Studios is going to go for that, you think?
Yeah.
They're pretty desperate at this point. They will take a charcoal drawing.
They're willing to go outside the Edition at this point. They're just looking for anything that will draw the people inside the Edition.
Okay, there's more to say about this wonderful scenario. About halfway through, he mentioned that I was the first person to stare at him while he worked.
Uh-oh.
And I immediately felt super awkward and suddenly didn't know where to look or how to act. If I ever see another caricature artist...
It'll be too soon.
What's the proper etiquette? Or should I just avoid them altogether? That's some cartoon buffoon.
You can't avoid them.
I've actually done
a pretty good job of it my entire life.
That is not true, because I know for a fact that we've been to amusement parks together where they wait around every corner. You turn a corner thinking, oh, this might be like a fun vendor that sells perhaps some kind of kettle corn. Oh, no. Yep. It's a caricature artist who has done a Danny Zuko.
Right. But if he tries to get up, if he rolls up on me, I give him a little chin music. And I just keep on trucking. You got to, or else they will pin you to the ground and draw you in a crazy way that I don't appreciate. So sometimes you got to give them a little buff.
I would say, dear listener, that you have found apparently one of the very, very few ways there is to genuinely screw up this interaction. And yeah. I would not trust you being who you are. With your track record, I would not trust you with another caricature artist. I don't think it's a small community, first off. You know what I mean? Small community.
They've talked. They know.
They talked. They know about you. They got an eye out for you. Why on fuck would your choice be to stare dead eye, just stare down this person doing a caricature of you?
Oh, Justin. A little thing called the Mona Lisa. Yeah. Like a piece of art where you're looking dead at the artist, like
No. There is every portrait like that where it's like staring out at the viewer. They have you look at the last second. It's like 5 minutes before they're done. They're like, okay, go ahead and look at me, Mona. Thank you. Okay. Look away.
We're
done here.
It's not what I would do. But I can see where you're looking in the direction of the person rather than pretending they're not there could arguably seem like the least awkward. Now, I will say from a different point of view, what do you think was going through the caricature artist's head that they felt the need to say, you're the first person to ever stare at me while I do this?
Yeah, and maybe it's their like sixth one ever. Like, no one actually takes me up on this.
That's why I'm doing it for free. I'm still learning.
Yeah, right. This is I'm in my residency.
I'm actually not a caricature artist. I'm just waiting for a flight, and I had a pad, and I was bored.
If I was getting my portrait done by a caricature artist, I would be too preoccupied with which of my zany features are they gonna
pop off.
Accentuate.
Yeah. You
know I assume I mean? It's my massive pecs or maybe yeah. my delts.
It's no,
or
but
these
it's never.
Glutes.
It's never a good one. No one's ever looked at a caricature of themselves and been like, Yeah, actually. Hello, new Bumble profile picture. It's not anything good ever. It's like, you know, here's my Austin Powers teeth that have been made big like a donkey's teeth. You know what I mean?
Even like a Hirschfeld, like, looks wild. It's like a wild.
What do you think your guys would be? Because I think in a good outcome, I've got a big pomp of purple hair on top of my head. But realistically, it's that I have a giant head. Is probably what the thing is. But that's a lot of caricatures, right? Big head seems to be a pretty common one.
They can't make you let them draw you. There is nowhere to look. I've been thinking about it for 6 minutes now. There's nowhere to look except at your phone. I don't really think they need to take you in. I don't think they need to drink you in. For the art, necessarily. I think they just need to spot your one flaw and then make it a big cartoon that makes you look like a real idiot.
Hey, I can't stop thinking about the fact that this person has gone through extensive security background checks to sit in the middle of this airport to do caricatures.
Yeah, what's... Oh, actually, this email is from 1998. So back when you could just walk through and have a fun time.
You could just say, I'm picking someone up from the airport.
My favorite restaurant used to be the airport Chili's, but then, you know, then I couldn't go anymore.
I like when caricature artists, Travis mentioned Danny Zuko, and it made me think about how most caricature artists always have like, several caricatures around to their station to like show you their skills, you know. And when I was younger, by which I mean in my mid to late 30s, I used to think that those were for sale too. Like maybe you could just be like, oh shit, is this Michael Keaton Gung Ho? That's fucking cool. I love that.
I have to imagine if you walked up and you're like, I'll take the Terminator one, they would be jazzed about that. The work's already done.
No, the fucking power play is just while they're doing a character of someone else in the moment, be like, $500. And then you take it and walk away, no questions asked. This one's going in the vault.
Can you do me as a Terminator? Can you make me a Terminator with the face and the what all and the leather jacket and I'll be back?
Can you actually just add me to the Terminator one so it looks like Arnold and I sat together?
Can you do one where it's mainly Arnold and there's a long line of people waiting to meet him and I'm like 30 in the back?
I don't want the focus, but I do want it to be obvious it's me.
I want people to believe I met him, and that seems believable, that I met him when he was a caricature.
And no one had a phone or a camera or anything, and the only option to capture the moment was caricature.
Hey, can you do a caricature of this receipt so I don't have a scanner on me, and I do want to prove to my employer that I made this purchase.
Yeah.
So could you do a caricature of my receipt?
Why did you make all the fives super big? You goofball. Hey, how about a Yahoo?
Yeah. I'd love that, Griff. Thank you, bud.
Hey, man, you're welcome.
You know, hey, real quick, if you ever want to fake being in a relationship, having a caricature artist draw you with some made-up person, there's no reason anyone would do that if it wasn't true. I think that would be very convincing.
Yeah, probably.
This was sent in by several people. Thanks, everybody.
Trying to prove a Canadian girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, oh, yeah, we had this done at the boardwalk.
Or if you're trying to prove like some kind of physics theory, that would also work, I think. Have a caricature artist draw it.
Sarah asks a question. She says, can you ask fast food restaurants to heat up sauces? You know those little pots of sauces they give you at McDonald's? If you ask them to heat it up, would they? I'm really picky when it comes to sauces, and I hate cold/warm sauces on hot food. Like, if you go through a drive-thru and ask any fast food chain, would they?
Any fast food? No.
Not any fast food chain.
No.
Not any fast food
chain. There are definitely some, and we don't need to name them, but they would say no.
Yeah.
But there are some that I think would be super jazzed to say yes. And I will say, though, I think the drive-thru is out. I think that has to be counter.
The drive-thru is too far.
Right.
There's other people that have other things they need to do in there, okay?
Okay. Yes. Is it? But that's the only thing I do it, though. And I do want hot ketchup. So.
Well, then you're not getting it. I mean, if
but,
you want.
But I want it.
If you then you need to put a microwave in your car like any normal person. But if you
tried that,
go,
but I fucking traveled back in time, didn't I?
Well, that'll happen. That will happen.
Just
that'll
trying to make you. Just trying to make some bagel bites, and I end up going to the caveman times. And boys,
yeah, but
let me
then you became a king because of the bagel bites, though.
No, man, I was not suited for caveman's time.
Bummer.
They got big tigers.
But if you want to get them warm sauces, you got to go the extra mile, by which I mean talking to someone face-to-face inside a building.
Right. I mean, this would be fixed if it just became sort of standard practice. And listen, and this is, I could train my local McDonald's by going through and saying, I would like hot ketchup. And they would say, we don't have that. And then I would leave. And then the next 15 times I drove through, I would say, hello, how's that hot ketchup coming? And they would say, okay, just to satisfy you, we're going to make hot ketchup for you this one time. And they'll set up a little bain-marie of ketchup packets. And then the next time I come through, like, you still have that Bon Marie set up. And they'll be like, yeah, we do. And then it's hot ketchup city, baby.
Now, but yeah, I will point out that in the question, it clarifies hot sauce on cold food and cold sauce on warm food. And that I do like because I enjoy the different experience of, like, hot fries, cold ketchup. Everybody loves that, I think.
Not this exact person.
They said this one exact person.
No, they said hot sauce, but there's a part where they say,
when it comes to sauces, I hate cold/warm sauces on hot food. That's all they said. Hot food.
Oh, why would you want a hot sauce on hot food?
My mom said
hot sauce on hot food because it's a lovely con. What do you mean, why?
Well, then there's no contrast. I want the contrast, and I want it now.
We're not litigating what this person likes and doesn't like.
I am. I am, and if it pleases the court, I think it sucks. Oh.
Nice. Do you guys... I would for sure run this up the ladder. I don't know how. I don't know what that looks like, right? Like, does it go to the king himself? It's got to. Who is it? Is it the Arby's voice that we get for? Yeah, I feel like if anybody's gonna do it, fucking Arby's is gonna be the one that does it.
I feel like Arby's would do it.
Definitely.
Okay.
We have the meats, and we're listening.
We're listening
to you. We're here for you.
We care.
I want a warm horsey. Justin, set us free by reading another question.
Well, my my email tab has hung up.
I mean, I've got it right here.
Yeah, Trav, why don't you take a
swing? My mom, being careful during a pandemic, receives her groceries via curbside pickup. She recently ordered a case of diet root beer, and the store gave her regular root beer by mistake.
Ooh. Ugh.
None of my family wants to drink the pop, so she said, quote, I'll leave it on the street for someone to take, end quote. I thought giving away free pop on the street was strange. Would you take free cans of pop off the street? Can anyone offer free street pop? And that's for diet pop only in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I mean, absolutely not, right? I mean, there's no reality in which...
Well...
I assume you threw it out for... This has gone bad. This has gone... I assume it went bad, right?
Well, you know what fixes this? A note! Two words! Free soda.
Not poison!
Not poison. Poison.
Regular root beer.
Wink.
Never worn.
Yeah. I think that this won't work. And this is a, this is, I don't know any.
Depends on how busy your street is before you just say it won't work. If the street's busy enough, someone's going to take it. Right? If you get a big enough selection of people, somebody's going to be like, this doesn't seem strange to me at all. Right. But if you're only getting like maybe if it's a quiet suburban street and you're getting maybe 20 people a week walking, the chances that somebody's going to be like, yes, just like when I was growing up.
Sure.
Like it's if you're on a busy enough street, that is it's going to vanish one can at a time.
Can I float this one too? In this challenging year, and it's been hard for all of us. Can she not just drink the root beer? Can Ooh. Let's be, guys. Oh. Hey, can you just roll up on your mom with this street beer and say, hey, let's be bad. And just do the damn thing. No one's going to tell on you.
Yeah.
The FBI's not going to kick in the door. Was that regular Kauri? Nah, it's 2020. And we're at the tip of it, aren't we? We're about to jump off into freedom. Because, baby, 2021 looking good.
Yeah, that one's going to be a good
year. This was going to be the best year yet.
Because I know all the fucking bad people who've been doing bad shit to keep this beautiful nation of ours just riddled with the COVID. 2021's going to roll over. The odometer's going to tick to 2021. And they're all going to be like, we did enough. And then it's money in the bank, baby.
I'm just imagining it's going to be like the end of Rockadoodle. When Chanticleer is going to fucking finally crow, the sun's going to rise, and all those evil owls are going to melt away to dust.
We bury the dagger in the chest of 2020, and it dies, taking along all unpleasantness with it as the new beautiful... There it is. 2021 cresting over the... What's that? An all good year?
Who will be the arbiters of which unpleasant things deserve to be dusted? Why, it's the McElroy brothers, of course. We'll be deciding what is turned to dust. Who and what, I should say, because there will definitely be some humans in there.
Oh, for no sure. Question.
Spoiler alert, sure. We're cleaning house.
Yes. Spoiler alert, the cleansing, she is a-coming. Kiss your grandma goodbye if you're not 100% sure that she is a total piece. And boy, howdy, you better be real, real certain
we
about
got
it.
A fine sieve here, folks. Not a lot making it through.
It's a rigorous, protocol we are applying.
Just drink the fucking root beer, man. It's 2020. And we're almost done. Celebrate.
And
pop
you know
it
what?
Off.
Pretty soon, you're going to have house guests again. So maybe save it for them.
Yeah.
Because pretty soon, it's all going to be fine.
Yeah. We're almost at the end. Do you want another Yahoo?
Yeah.
I guess. Sure.
This one was sent in by, it's another one that was sent in by many people. Thanks, everybody.
Takes a whole village.
It does. Yeah. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user. I'm going to call Boehner. Mm-hmm. Asks, nice. Can anyone invent a new way of BBQ or have they all burned done already? And that wasn't a play on words. It was B-E-R-N. So,
because of Bernie Sanders.
Because Bernie Sanders, the fucking pit master. you know you get my man in front of the grill with a fucking high life in his hand. A high life in his left hand, spatula in the other. Fucking apron. Kiss the cook. Oh, my God, Bernie.
You don't think his apron would say, feel the burn?
That would be better.
It would be better. It would be a lot better. I'm again asking you to give me 5 more minutes on these steaks.
That's good, man. Yeah. Do another one, Juice.
Okay.
And do this one less like Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Actually, in the movie of Bernie's life, I cast Christopher Lloyd.
Okay.
Sorry.
That tracks.
The Larry David thing was too on the nose.
Yes. Can anyone invent a new way of BBQ or have they all burned down already?
Ceviche.
Ceviche barbecue.
Ceviche BBQ.
Does that mean yes. You barbecue some meat and then you ceviche it, or God forbid, the other way around?
No. You barbecue some meat, ceviche it, grill it again, and then you taste it, and you're like, I don't know.
Are you trying to say sous vide?
No, sir. Ceviche. It's a way of cooking. You put all of mama's spices on it, then you ceviche.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then that's a barbecue, now, baby, as long as there's corn.
Pretty sure ceviche just means you put it in a bath of high citric sort of juices and you let it sort of...
Right, and that is how it cooks.
Right, so...
It becomes edible.
Now we're talking about sort of very, very sour pulled pork or something. That doesn't tickle my buds.
I didn't say it was good. I said it was new.
Oh.
And did I mention the corn? Again, there will be corn served, which elevates any meal to barbecue.
What if you just, here's mine. May I suggest? Yeah, I got one.
I'd love to hear yours, Shrev.
Take some meat, whatever meat cut you want. You can do chicken or beef or pork. You know,
cuts of meat.
You could even do like a meat substitute, like a meatless, a Beyond Meat option. And then you're going to leave it in the sun for 48 hours.
Sun viche.
Yeah, uncovered, Just loose and raw in the sun for 48 hours. And after 48 hours, it's done.
Okay. I got one.
Now, don't eat it. Once again, it's not good.
Yeah. It's just a different.
It's just a different way to do it. It's kind of like sun tea, mm-hmm. but barbecue.
You need to, in your grill, throw down just enough briquettes or wood chips or whatever so that it might light when you throw a match on there, okay? And then you're going to put a couple steaks on the grill, on the Barbie, and you're going to throw the match in and close the lid real fast. And then you're going to weld that lid shut, and mm-hmm. then you're going to bury it underground and, like, pour the hole with cement so it's filled in. And then it's quantum beef.
Ooh!
Until that beef is observed, it is cooked and uncooked. It's quantum beef. It could be either one, but we won't.
It's both cooked and uncooked, but it is inedible in a concrete sense.
Maybe not.
Regardless, we're not gonna be able to get it out.
Once again, this isn't to be eaten. Do you even understand molecular gastronomy? Come on. It's not about eating it. It's about fucking it up.
Who are you talking to? Because I feel like I've been on board with this first, and you're just...
I don't know. I think I just kind of got mad at the world there.
That's,
hey, like, huh? Speaking of, I have an idea. Hmm. Liquid nitrogen.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know how I would apply it in such a way that would make it barbecue-esque. I just know that that's a thing that, like, food scientists use a lot.
I saw Mr. Wizard do that with a hot dog once. He's like, this could be... I saw him, and he had the liquid nitrogen, he dipped a hot dog in it, and he looks at the kid, he's like, that could be your fucking finger.
Yeah.
And then smashes it with a hammer, right? Yeah. Remember that?
And, then he yelled,
they could have tried to eat it.
And then he yelled, we're all just meat.
I'm basically 225 hot dogs strapped together with casing.
What?
Old casing that saw some shit in Nam.
But sir, what about the soul?
We're just meat. Meats and dreams.
Your dream meat.
Mr. Wizard?
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I was going through some stuff at home.
I'm okay as a shambling meat bags can be.
Anyway, you want to learn how to use a computer?
Now get in this big barrel and push some water out through this tube.
I made a box that looked like a coffin.
Hey, do you want to look at the eclipse?
Yeah,
should we build a bot? No.
No. What is it? You just burn a little bit of your eye meat. What do I care?
It'll grow back or it won't, and then we'll all die.
It's me.
Life is a great experiment. Mr. Wizard, can I go home now? No.
No.
You're my son now.
Your mom said I could adopt you. I promised to teach you science.
Your mom and I came to an understanding. You're going to college.
I revealed to your mom the arcane meat secret, and she just said she gave up. Now you're my meat.
I love you.
I plugged four wires into a potato and plugged the other ends into a clock. Nothing's happening. That's because time's an illusion. You learned something real more valuable in science today.
Now hey, get me a beer.
Give me seven beers.
How does that potato clock work, though? Damn. I hate that science teachers always do that. They're like, hey, check this out. Wire, wire, tato, tato clock. Tick, 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 tick. And then they're like, pretty cool, right? And you're like, holy fucking shit. The potato made the thing go? And they're like, yep. And you say, how's that work? And they say, I'll never tell. That's fucked up. They should tell us how the potato makes the clock go, I think.
And if anyone wants to tell me how crystals make a radio, I've wondered about that for fucking years.
Yeah. Hey, the one thing I do know, understand the secrets of, is commercialism. And I would love if you guys would accompany me the money.
Please. First on the bat, it's Squarespace.
You guys heard about this?
Is a batting average of one, which is good for baseball. And it's not a baseball player, but it is a platform that lets you build a website from Squarespace, and you can showcase your work and sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online business, or make a website. And if you want to make a website, these tools give you the powers of website right at your fingertips. They have beautiful customizable templates for websites, and it's optimized for mobile. If people want to do phones, and you can track your analytics to just see how many just clickos you're getting, and then and you don't have, the hosting is secure, whatever that means, and you don't ever have to upgrade things. Upgrade, boring. Don't have to do that with Squarespace. Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, you're going to use the offer code mybrother, and then you're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Hey, Griffin, can I talk to you real quick? Everybody, hey, everybody stop listening.
This part's not for you.
I couldn't help but notice, Griffin, that your stitch is busted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I mean, look at you, dude. Look. What's that shirt? What even is that shirt?
It's an assless shirt.
Yes, Griffin, but what does that even mean?
I don't know. When I bought it from that food truck, I thought, fuck.
You're wearing mittens as pants, Griffin.
It's not right. I know it's not right, but it's been a hard year, Trav, on all of us.
It's been a hard year on all of us for sure, Griffin. You need to fix your stitch with Stix Fix.
Want to take another run at that?
Nope, sticking with it. Stitch Fix offers clothes hand-selected by expert stylists for your unique size, style, and budget. Griffin, I'm going to say your style is grown-up.
Thank you.
Boy.
Thank
grown
you.
Grown-up boy. Okay. Like a big boy.
Yeah, sure.
A big boy.
A big grown-up boy. Yeah, no, we get it.
A big grown-up boy who's comfortable at a wedding or a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's kind of your style.
I described myself yesterday while on a call with some friends as having the body of a huge toddler, so that works.
Yeah, it's great. It works. Mine, I like to think my style is benevolent drifter.
Yes,
like that
absolutely.
Guy who, at the beginning of the movie, you're like, oh, I don't know if I trust him, but then when the vampires attack, you're glad he's there, you know?
Yeah.
That's my thing. And Justin's not here, but Justin's style is, of course, vacation dad. Everyone knows that. So you can try on pieces at home before you buy, keep your favorites, and send back the rest. Stitch Fix has free shipping, easy returns and exchanges, and a prepaid return envelope is included, and there's no subscription required. I would also say, just real quick, my style can also sometimes be rogue wizard, but that's more when I'm feeling fancy and want to get dressed up.
Right.
Most of the time, benevolent drifter. It's between those two. And a lot of those clothes came from Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/mybrother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. One more time, stitchfix.com/mybrother.
Hey, I'm Janet Varney, host of the JV Club podcast. Ah, high school. Was it a time of adventure, romance, and discovery?
Class of 95, we did it!
Or a time of angst, disappointment, and confusion.
We're all tied together by 4 years of trauma at this place, but enjoy adulthood, I guess.
The truth is, it was both. So join me on the JV Club podcast, where I invite some great friends like Kristen Bell, Angela Kinsey, Oscar Nunez, Neil Patrick Harris, and Keegan-Michael Key to talk about high school, the good, the bad, and everything in between.
My teenage mood swings are getting harder to manage.
The JV Club. Find it on Maximum Fun.
Okay.
Oh.
What is it?
I want to munch.
Squad.
Jingle, 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 jingle. I want to munch.
Squad.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Welcome to Holiday Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in holiday brand eating. I'm so excited about this one.
Is it donut related? Because I really miss Count Donut.
No, he's not in this one, but I'll tell you who is here. It's McDonald's, which actually doesn't figure into Munch Squad as much as you think, because they don't really get Buck Wild enough, but they have done it. And this is a new press release. This just came out today.
Ooh.
As we're recording this.
Okay.
And this is a promotion that's kicking off December 14th. Holiday cheer arrives at McDonald's as fans can enjoy the favorite menu items of Santa Claus, the Grinch, and more.
The favorite. Huh. Oh, my God.
So this is
Yeah, but it's like that except for Santa Claus, the Grinch, and more. So this year, goodies won't just be found tucked under the tree. McDonald's is tapping its elves. Gross. to offer delicious daily in-app deals that feature the festive favorites of some classic holiday characters, including, well, I'm going to skip that because I don't want to mess up the game that I have.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, baby. Daily deals will conclude on December 24th with a certain jolly someone's most treasured treat, free soft-baked chocolate chip cookies. That's nice. You roll in on Christmas Eve to McDonald's. It's not sad. You get a free cookie. Quote from Morgan Flatley, the U.S. McDonald's CMO, Chief Marketing Officer. After a year like 2020, yep. I think we could all use some extra cheer this season. Mm-hmm. Go on, Morgan. Do tell. What better way to celebrate and get into the holiday spirit with free McDonald's menu favorites for everyone, including Rudolph, the abominable snow monster.
Bumble, please.
Please, Bumble, and even, yes, even Scrooge.
Huh. Pre or post Scrooge?
Looking at this, probably pre. Ugh. So you can get it at the in the thing. So you guys are about to do the hardest thing you've ever done in your entire lives. There are 10 days of meals here, and this I say meals, but it's really like a free item that you get to celebrate a Christmas personality.
Hey, Justin, okay? Can I just do one from downtown?
Yeah, bud.
The Abominable Snowman is a McFlurry.
Nope.
Fuck.
You asshole.
You thought you were
at McDonald's.
Try again on the McFlurry. Try again.
Try again. Is that Frosty the Snowman?
There you go, bud. There you go, bud. You got it in two. That's very respectable. Yeah. It's a fuck lot better than you guys are going to do with the rest of these. December 14th, come on down to McDonald's for a free double cheeseburger.
Huh. A double cheeseburger.
Wait, this is associated with a holiday figure?
A beloved holiday figure.
A double cheeseburger?
Is it Santa Claus? I feel like
it's Santa Claus is December 24th. Okay. I'm going to give that to you right now. Okay. He gets the free chocolate chip cookie.
I'm going
to
say it's the Grinch.
No, but it's the Griswolds. You know the Griswolds from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Oh, beloved Christmas icons.
Yeah. They love the free double cheeseburger.
Okay.
At McDonald's. And that's what they're getting.
I remember that scene when he's being horny for the other woman.
And they split four ways a double cheeseburger. Right. On the next day you come back in, you're going to get a free Big Mac.
Is that the Bumble?
That's got to be the Bumble, right?
That's the Bumble. Good job, guys. Yeah. That one you got.
Because it's big, just like the Bumble.
The next day, come on in for a free Egg McMuffin.
Now, the Grinch. No.
The voice makes me think Grinch.
It's the Grinch. That's the Grinch's shit. He's in there all day, every day. Give me a McMuffin.
What is that?
It's got that flat ham I love.
Okay.
I give that part to my dog, Max.
Okay.
Did you guys see that fucking musical, by the way?
No.
That NBC staged a live stage reading of, a stage version of the Grinch musical. Fucking, how did you turn that into 2 hours? Well, I'll give you a hint. They turned the dog into two separate speaking roles. Yes, an older dog and a younger dog. Both of which had solos.
Fantastic.
Anyway, sorry. It's a free McDouble the next day, December 17th. Free McDouble.
What's a McDouble? Is that just a two-patty burger?
It's just a two-patty burger, baby.
McDouble, huh?
George
Bailey.
No, listen. It's a free McDouble.
Think, Travis. Use your fucking brain for once.
Mm.
Rudolph? I don't know, man. If I say Rudolph for all of these, eventually I'll get a hit.
Double.
Well, it's John McClane.
Oh, because it's Mick Double McClane. Is that anything?
Yeah, there's a lot of things though. Because the McMuffin was the last one.
Sure.
So it's a wild pick. Free medium world famous fries with, according to this picture, two packets of ketchup.
George Bailey.
Is that one Rudolph?
That one's Rudolph, Griffin. Yeah. Good job.
Okay, Beans, but potatoes. I'm tapped. Unless Donner Loves and Blitzen potatoes. Are the next, I literally can't think of too many other Christmas time characters.
There is a beloved Christmas icon that's going to slide you over on with a free six-piece McNugget on December 19th.
Well, that's Scrooge. He loves them nugs.
Elf.
No, that's incorrect.
Elf.
At 8 p.m.
What?
On that day, you could be enjoying the 8 p.m. You could be enjoying the McElroy Family Candle Night Spectacular. Yeah. And you could be eating a six-piece nugget provided to you by beloved Christmas icon Gizmo from Gremlins.
Bowsers, Bowsers.
They have 10 of these, and one of them's Gizmo. Next
if
day,
one of them,
20th.
If Gizmo gets the on the freebie list and Jesus Christ does not.
Thank you.
I feel like every McDonald's is going to be burnt to the ground by a certain type of, let's say, Chick-fil-A fan.
Free hotcakes, December 20th. Who's bringing you free hotcakes?
Elf?
That one's Elf, Griffin. Congratulations.
Okay, that actually makes sense. That's one of the very few that tracks.
He loves Sarah.
I feel like they came up with that one first.
Yeah.
Maybe. And they were like, this is a great idea for a promotion. Let's commit to it now. The next day, one hot coffee, please.
Scrooge.
That's Scrooge.
Wow.
Congratulations. We did Frosty Snowman on the 22nd. That's a free McFlurry. 23rd, this is our last one, because obviously 24th Santa. 23rd is a free bakery item. That could be, yeah, of course, we all know that there's a new line of bakery items.
There's a delightful, delightful marquee outside of my local McDonald's that says, new bakery items, and then on another line, tastes good.
I'm going to say George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life.
That would be good. Can I also say George Bailey?
No.
Okay.
No, but you're actually weirdly close with the first name.
George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic.
But the first name isn't George.
George from Seinfeld?
Yeah, he loves him. Jesus?
Okay, wait, let's, you are so close.
Is it Seinfeld? Why would it be Seinfeld?
You're so fucking close. Please, you're so close. Just try a little bit harder. Think for a second. You can do this.
Oh, it's the Festivus. I didn't watch enough fucking Seinfeld. I know they had their own.
It's not George Costanza.
George's dad, Costanza.
Frank Costanza and the rest of us were celebrating Festivus.
How
fuck on the 23rd with a free
wild
bakery item. You know, 2020's been hard, so this Grinch is giving you a McMuffin.
That is absolutely bonkers.
It's an in-app deal only, though, y'all. So
okay.
Just kind of keep that in mind. I also have to read here that Seinfeld and all related characters and elements are TM Castle Rock Entertainment. Elf and all related characters.
Now it's a business thing again.
Oh, God. Commercialism.
They ruined it.
I thought this was just a fun thing our friend McDonald's was doing.
Yeah, they ruined it.
With our other friends, George's dad, whose name I already forgot.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
I am a college student, and I really like giving gifts. My roommate is really into fantasy / Lord of the Rings type stuff, so I recently bought him a map of his home state, hand-drawn in a fantasy style, to give to him for Christmas. A couple days after it arrived, he mentioned how he saw a Facebook ad for the same thing and how stupid he thought it was to get a fantasy map of your home state. Right now, the map is collecting dust in my closet. Brothers, what do I do with this gift? That's from Sheepa Schlepp in Chicago.
Hey,
it's me, Chicago John.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Try my deep dish pizza.
It is me, Chicago Cubsman.
It's my club. I'll splash the fantasy map whenever I want. Check, check, check.
Is it possible when your roommate said it was dumb, what they meant is it's really cool, and they're embarrassed at how cool they think it is, and they're trying to seem cool by saying, like, oh, yeah, it's dumb. I'd hate to get that. Because it popped up in their Facebook ads, so that must mean they really want it, right?
Listen to Facebook, okay? Facebook's never wrong.
No. I took a screenshot of a pretty bodacious shirt that it recommended to me that I'm going to try and find while I continue talking. I think you got to give your roommate the fucking map anyway, and then you can be like, isn't it, I'm being ironic, obviously.
Get it
how silly it is. Can you imagine?
I would say give it to your roommate, act like they never said anything.
I don't like that. I
don't love it because that both gives them a gift they won't like and also says, I don't listen to you.
Well, yeah. The other option is you have it in your closet until you forget about it and move out and don't take it with you.
I would, no, I would lean into it. I like the ironic thing. Like, I thought this was such a crack up when you mentioned it being bad. Also, my friend Justin is a podcaster, and he wanted me to ask you, where the fuck do you get off being hugely into fantasy but being snide about fantasy maps of home states?
Because it actually sounds really cool to me.
It sounds so cool.
I'm just saying, if somebody wants to tell me where to get one of these of West Virginia, I would take the hell out of that.
Batting down the hatches. People know how to get it at you.
That's a good point.
Where can I get one of those? Hey, where can I commission something like that, but done in Fallout 76, but also in a universe where Fallout 76 was actually really good?
It was a good game. Yeah, I mean,
and also Fallout Boy is in it.
Shit. Can Fallout Boy draw me that poster? And I mean all four of them at the same time?
Holding
just
the
an exquisite corpse style.
And they're all kissing?
That's also, so I found the image, the screenshot I took from a company. It was a sponsored, suggested advertisement on my feed, which I will admit is largely dormant. So I'm not giving them a lot of cookies. I'm not giving them many cookies to deal with. This is get the perfect gift for loved ones. Order here. And then it's a shirt that's a white t-shirt in big black letters in like 14 different fonts. It says, sorry. I am already taken by a freaking awesome husband. He has anger issues and a serious dislike for stupid people. He's a perfect mixture of Prince Charming and Warrior. He is my whole world. I love him forever and always. Mess with me and they'll never find your body. Yes, he bought me this. Fucking awesome.
Have you thought about buying that for Rachel?
I did do that. And it's her.
Yeah, she'll love that.
Yeah, it's. And we both call it her outside shirt because it's shirt she wears anytime we go. Y'all, if you could see this, the absolutely Lovecraftian sort of tome of different fonts that is on this one fucking t-shirt, it would completely boggle your mind.
Yeah, I love targeted t-shirts like that.
I think it could be more generic. Like, if the t-shirt was like, yeah, I'm connected to another person who I see a lot, and they're a mixture of carbon and other stuff, and if you...
They're just carbon.
They're just meat. The dreams.
They're meat and dreams wrapped up.
I do wish I could just get a shirt that just said Prince Charming and Warrior on it. He is my
What do you think is now? Are you 50-50 Prince Charming and Warrior Griffin, or do you think it's more like 60-40, or where are you at?
Well, I'm Prince Charming and Warrior in the streets and sheets,
yeah,
respectively. There's got to be a better way to say that. I can be, but sometimes I'm a warrior on the streets and a Prince Charming in the streets.
I think if I were to choose, I would want Prince Charming in the sheets and Warrior on the streets.
Well, sometimes. Do you get the one that you ask for?
I fucked up recently with my Facebook algorithm, and then I mentioned on there that Sydney and I had watched some Schitt's Creek, and then the moment I posted it, the fucking t-shirt manufacturers were like, "He's done it. Justin's finally done it. He did it. Open the gates. Here it comes. Here comes all the hot, bad holiday sweaters. Here's everything. Let him have it all. Fantasy maps from Schitt's Creek. Toys from Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek toilet paper. Open the gates. Let it all fly."
That scared me.
If anybody wants to start a business doing Lord of the Rings style maps of Schitt's Creek, I would take that. I would take one, please.
Yeah. Fucking guarantee. I'm going to type in. I'm going to fuck my algorithm deeply. I'm going to ruin my Google for the rest of my life and type in. I will never dig out of this algorithmic hole I'm about to dig for myself. I hesitate to even type it. But I am going to type fantasy map of Schitt's Creek and see what I get. And yep, there's a lot. And my computer is... now giving itself a wedgie. Brutal. Brutal. Just brutal stuff.
Well, can you take us to the bridge, Justin?
Yeah, bud. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it one third as much as we enjoyed making it, then
that's not a very good return on investment.
No, it isn't. But still, we hope you had fun. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have so much to tell you about. I'm just going to blow through some real quick. I made a YouTube series with my friend Dwight Slappy. It's called Taste of Luxury. It's on YouTube on the McElroy Family Channel. There's 5 parts of it. If you like the Mubba Bam TV show, you will like this. It's called Taste of Luxury. Please watch it. We made it in 2017, and we've been working on bringing it to you ever since then. December 19th, we already mentioned it, but Candle Nights special, 8 p.m. It is a pre-taped Candle Night spectacular with segments from, never-before-seen segments from a Bim Bam, Sawbones, Schmanners, Wonderful, Still Buffering, Neat, special guests, celebrities. It's amazing. It's going to be a really fantastic show. Tickets are pay what you want with a $6.25 minimum, and all of the proceeds are going to Harmony House, which is a shelter in our area for people experiencing homelessness. bit.ly/candlenights2020 is the web address. Please don't hesitate. We need to make enough eggnog and latkes for everybody.
So we need to know ahead of time.
Yeah, we need to know ahead of time. Please RSVP.
Can I pick it up,
Justin? Gathering. What?
Can I pick it up from here?
Please do it.
We've got a how-to podcast book coming out called Everybody Has a Podcast Except You, and we're doing a book launch event on January 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a free virtual event. We've partnered with 6 independent bookstores. If you pre-order from them, you'll get an exclusively designed book plate signed by one of us with your copy while supplies last. Go to bit.ly/McElroy Podcast Book Event for bookstore links and more event info. Griffin and Rachel are doing a wonderful live fundraiser for the Austin Batcave. That is December 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Tickets are 5 p.m. All proceeds
tickets
go
are $5. Tickets are $5. They're not 5 p.m.
Thank you. Tickets are $5. All proceeds will go to the Austin Batcave, a nonprofit organization which empowers students to find their voices and to tell their stories. More info and tickets available at bit.ly/wonderfulabc. We've got all of our wonderful merch at macroymerch.com. The Festa Pin of the Month is still up there that benefits the Transgender Law Center. We've got the Adventure Zone graphic novel Crystal Kingdom coming out. You can pre-order that now at theadventurezonecomic.com. You can also get the Bones book out in paperback on December 29th, newly revised and updated for 2020. That's at bit.ly/sawbonespaperback. And My Brother, and Me Angels is back. You can go to mbmbamangels.com to claim some stockings.
Is that it?
Yes.
I think that's
cool.
It.
Well, here's that final Yahoo. First of
also,
all,
thank you to John Roderick and the Long Run.
You said theme song that's a part of the album, put it in bed.
And thanks
and
to
Max Fun.
And thanks to Maxim Fun. And here's the final Yahoo. This one was sent in by Eliana. Thank you. It's a Yahoo Answers user. They're anonymous. So I'm going to call them Krusha asks, is it true that if you shave your beard, your pubes grow faster?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I am Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, and Me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.